Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend, your first full day of fall. Marty's got his Odyssey sweatshirt on.
Hey, hold on. What is the up with you eating potato chips at 8:07? It's a little weird.
Well, it's lunchtime for
me. No, it isn't. I get up just like you do. This isn't lunchtime.
You can eat.
I don't want potato chips.
What do you want?
I don't get that. Is it just your thing?
I don't know.
Every morning you get some kind of
different
crap.
I mix it up.
Does your wife know you're eating like this?
She didn't until you outed me.
I'm just saying.
You also had her. She found where I stashed my cherry cordials.
Right. And I gave you about 70 pounds of them. Where are they anyway? Do you have them hidden at home?
I don't know what you're talking about.
See? No, really. Tell the truth. You're an honest man. You can't lie, unfortunately. Where the hell are the cordials? Where did you put them? You got 5 pounds of them. You left two here, right? The dark chocolates.
I did?
Yeah. Where are the rest?
They're here.
They're here?
Summer here. I spread them out.
No, really, though. Right now, you're eating a bag of chips.
Yeah.
You like chips this early, obviously.
Right. It's a small bag.
Yesterday, you had Sun chips.
They're non-GMO 100%.
I'm not judging. I'm just kind of curious. Why do you want them?
I don't need them. Now I'm going to think about it. I didn't even think about it before.
So it's my fault. I'm the new blame guy.
Well, no, you're doing that thing.
St. Larry.
360 or whatever. Everybody's doing a thing. I guess I got to do something.
Well, so did you hear what happened last week with Ron Cook and Big Boss Dave?
What happened?
There was a confrontation about
the donuts. Were on the road. We were at Panera Bread on the Boulevard of the Allies in Oakland.
And Patrick brings in the donuts.
O'Connor, who works with you full-time for Get Marty.
He's the man. So he just sent me his arrival time is 8:15. Okay? 8:15. With the donuts.
Stuck in traffic?
I have no idea. But last week, the donuts arrived early. Late. And Ron Cook confronted. This is a true story.
Confronted?
He got angry with Big Boss Dave. Said, where are the donuts? What is that?
See, he's angry sometimes.
Who?
Ron.
Cook! Oh.
I imagine he's not real thrilled about what happened in Cleveland.
Your
last
wife,
night,
hold on. Your wife just outed you again. There are no cordials here. So you're lying.
No, they're there.
Whoa. Cindy.
She does. Maybe I moved my stash because she videotaped where I kept them.
So, Ron Cook, if you gave him $1 million, Larry, he is so grouchy. The two angriest men I've ever met, Steigerwald, right?
John. Because there are multiple Steigers.
Oh, it's John.
There's
Steigerwald,
Bill, there's Paul.
He is so angry. He walks his dogs in our neighborhood, and when I see him, I hide.
I used to be able to imitate Ron Cook, but he gets angry, so I'm not going to
do it.
No,
do it.
I'm not going to. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And so Ron Cook and Steigerwald are the two angriest men I've ever known. And if the donuts don't arrive on time, he gets testy.
Well, our new midday host can throw a dash of anger in there.
And PJ.
PJ's our news director, executive producer.
He locked his keys in his car. Who does that?
Oh, he is outraged.
Who the hell does that?
Told him we could have helped him if you'd have bought it at Bowser.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, Marty and I could have helped you.
Jam a donut in the window to get the keys out.
No, you had to get it from that fly-by-night operation.
So, Big Boss Dave was confronted by Ron Cook last week over the donuts being late. It's a fact. What's wrong with people, Larry?
It's amazing.
You came in angry today.
Who?
You.
No.
Yeah, you didn't get enough sleep.
I feel good. It's Friday.
You have a new hiding spot for the cordials.
Got the
where
Pitt
are they?
Game tomorrow.
No, where are the cordials?
I'm not telling. It wouldn't be a hiding place if I told you.
How many do you eat in a day? How many?
I ration
10?
Them.
10? What?
I'm not answering these
What's
questions.
What's your record?
What am I? I'm going to plead the fifth, like everybody else does.
Everybody else.
I just thought about where I put them. Don't you know?
That's just... So somewhere in your house...
Yeah.
You hid 3 pounds of cordials. Listen to the silence. Rob, you hearing this?
I'm not saying anything.
You aren't. All right. The donuts will be here in 4 minutes, Ron.
Man. Is he... Where is he?
We need someone to come by here...
Here.
...and get PJ's keys out of his car.
Here's what Trump said to Hannity. This clears
this
everything
up. This is true,
up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, there's different people say different right. things. But as I understand, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Come on, Larry. Please play that. That's real, right? That's real.
Yeah, it's real.
One more time.
Say different right. things. But as I understand, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
That's how I put my timesheet in this week.
Do you ever sit there and think about me disappearing?
Oh.
It's just...
The Big K Morning Show.
This new thing hasn't really...
You don't want to know what I'm thinking about.
He's so angry.
Right now.
Today, and he's not an angry guy. So we'll have it set in stone today. I got an email from a veteran who is really having a tough time and needs a roof desperately. And again, it's why I love these relationships that get Marty sponsors. They all step up. NASCO's one of those companies. Jerry Nasseri has probably put on 6 roofs on folks' homes that were in desperate need for free. Now, can't do that for everybody. But we will make certain, and NASCO will make certain, that veteran gets a roof. He has to. It's how they think at NASCO. That's why I love the company. 412-373-2000, NASCO. 412-373-2000.
It's 8:22. This is the Big K Morning Show. Your donuts have arrived, Mr. Griffin.
So why am I supposed to feel bad because you have to go golfing at a country club? Why?
I didn't say you had to feel bad.
You're doing this poor me, woe is me thing because I have to go to a country club. No one invites me anywhere, ever.
Do you ever think of why?
Oh, no. It's pretty clear.
You want to tell them about the one time you showed up at my golf tournament?
What happened?
With open-toed sandals?
Did I really have that?
And yes.
The guys on my carts were smoking weed on the course, I think, if I recall.
No comment. Let's suffice to say.
But hold on.
Yeah.
So you're upset that you have to go to a country club.
No, I'm not upset.
Get treated like a king.
What are you talking
Everything's
about?
Everything's free. When's the last time you paid for anything? Anything.
What are you doing to me? Is this a month? We've been doing this a month now. And is this some type of residual anger?
Everyone's telling me that opposites attract. Are we opposite? Are you attracted to me, Larry?
I think it's fair and safe to say you're a little edgier than me. Just all the way around.
However, who's exactly like me? Who? But you know pretty well.
My wife.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't watch any of the game last night?
Yeah, the first half.
All right, here's the play in the game for the Steelers. Kevin Harlan.
Trubisky gets out of the pocket, throws, looks, deep ball down the right side. It is hauled in. Oh, what a catch. George Pickens in a matchup with Emerson. Rookie against rookie, and Pickens picks it out of the air.
First of all,
lipstick on a pig, Larry.
That Kevin Harlan is
amazing.
Awesome.
Not as good as you, but lipstick on a pig, Larry.
All right, so the Steelers played okay. They led going into halftime 14-13.
Yeah, yeah, who cares?
That rookie, George Pickens, did a phenomenal job. Now, the big question is for Coach. They said, Coach Tomlin, why couldn't you stop Nick Chubb, the running back?
You tell me. You know, he was running through arm tackles and things of that nature, getting yards after contact. It wasn't good enough.
And defensive captain Cam Hayward kind of summed it up because he was running all over the place, especially in the second half.
It just sucks. We freaking lost. I don't really. It'd be one thing if we were learning and still winning. Man, it sucks to put a performance where they ran the ball and we didn't get the job done.
29-17. But here's the money shot, because there are all these people on
lipstick
social media
on a pig.
Tweeting, put Kenny in. It wasn't as much as you might think last night. However, they were 1-for-9 on third down conversions in the second half.
It's like asking why the Pirates can't win the World Series.
So they asked Coach Tomlin, are you considering a quarterback change for next Sunday at Acrisure Stadium when the New York Jets come to town?
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So answer that question definitively no.
Definitively no, Marty.
I could not listen to that all day.
So stop asking.
That cliche factory that exists in his brain, I just couldn't do it all.
He's terrific. He's amazing on his feet.
He's a media darling. But when's the last time they won a playoff game? Huh?
It's 8:25, KDKA.
And I love them, but lipstick on a pig. One good play. Whoop. Dee-doo. That's my next-door neighbor. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Back to Kathy.
And Larry, a couple of problems out there on the roadways. We've just had an accident now over on 51 at West Warrington Avenue. So traffic is starting to slow for you through there. And we also had that earlier accident over at Crane. Now, both lanes of 51 are open for you heading on that southbound side, heading toward the Liberty Tunnels. But Crane still has that lane restriction. We also have a problem for folks in Hempfield Township. The westbound side of Route 30 is closed with a multi-vehicle accident. This is between Sheraton Drive and Pittsburgh Street. Westbound lanes are currently closed. Parkway West inbound, we're still backing to Green Tree. The Parkway East, slow approaching Edgewood Swissvale, outbound before the Greenfield Bridge. AAA traffic on the fives is brought to you by Zachariah and Brown. Our next report at 8:35. I'm Kathy Berkren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
We are still in the low 40s. Some of the outlying areas, upper 30s.
Chilly.
Looking at his chilly.
What's for dinner, chilly?
Looking for a high of 62 this afternoon. I'll say Marty's making a difference in my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
On that rash that won't go away.
He's teamed up with my wife, and now I get questions all night when I was just trying to have a plate of pasta last night.
Well, everybody loves Larry.
Well,
Marty says, blah, blah.
Oh, wait a minute. Phil DeLucente. That's
here we go.
Internationally famous attorney on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Hey, Phil.
Go ahead, Phil. Why do you relate to Larry?
Larry, I texted Marty. I said, welcome to my world, Larry. So if you want to be cross-examined.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're challenged on markets, financial markets, politics, you name it.
Law.
Just get on the phone with him, because if you weren't awake, you'll be awake after you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Phil, thank you. Thank you.
I can't help and tell the truth. I'm sorry.
I appreciate you supporting me. I need the support. This is the last day of a month with Marty. and somebody asked me, seriously, they said, well, what's it like?
Uh-huh.
Is he like he sounds
on
the radio? I go, that's the problem. So somebody gave me this that I'll be able to utilize from here on.
Um,
back off.
Just remember, Larry, they're all quips of affection every time, every time. All those zingers.
Get Phil.
Well, listen, you guys right, are having Phil. A great show, and right, you really
move it along.
Starsky and Hutch.
Move it along.
Starsky and Hutch.
You know what he'll do? He charges like $1,500 an hour. Don't charge us for this.
More like the Odd Couple, please.
Da-da, da-da.
I have both your addresses. You'll be getting a bill. Thank you.
Please
so much
invoice.
For
no, just invoice Marty.
Hey, okay, Phil drives around still without a seatbelt on.
That is not
still,
true.
Still,
it is not true. Come, I changed that.
Come on, Phil.
I do. I wear it now because Marty, every time, he'd say, what is that dinging? I said, I just got into the car. You're lying. You're lying. You're traveling. I could tell.
All right, Phil. Have
true.
A great weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
I love him.
Phil DeLicente.
That is my brother.
All right. Every week we visit with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, and he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joseph.
Hold on. You never let me talk to him. I don't know why, Joe. I think he thinks he's the only guy who knows baseball. Do you put the furnace on in your house, Joe? Huh? When it gets cold, do you have like some people won't put it on until Thanksgiving?
He
what do you
wants
do?
To know no. if you, yeah. you and your wife put the furnace on last night.
I just thank my wife for turning it on because I stumbled in drowsy last night and I didn't even think about putting it on. So thank goodness our kids were in ice cubes this morning.
Oh,
so, yes, we had it on.
So, yes, who controls the thermostat, though, overall?
Yeah, who's the boss of the heater?
Well, I like to pretend I am, but obviously I'm not here a lot. So, yeah, it's my wife. Of course it is.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
Gotta keep them comfortable. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Turkish prison? Oh, no, that's I'm sorry. That's a question for our next Marty guest.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, so here we are. We're coming down to the end of it.
Praise Jesus.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I try, uh-huh. and I really want to be.
Yeah.
But that other night when the Yankees pulled off that grand slam and what's-his-face got another home
what's
run.
This? Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I know who he is. And boo-hoo, Yankee fans, because the Pirate pitcher walked him. So what? I'd walk him, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was trying to throw strikes from what you know our conversation, but
well, that's even more sad.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the problem is that they've got somebody in their lineup that can hit a home run almost everywhere. But yeah, that game the other night was really tough. I talked with Will Crow; he was the pitcher that came in the ninth inning, and you know when Judge hit the home run, it was kind of like well. That was kind of fun to see as a baseball fan.
Yeah.
That 60th home run. And you still got a 3-run lead. There's 3 outs to go, and then let's just wrap up the game. And they get some history, and it was kind of cool to see. Fine, you know. And then, wait a minute. Well, now there's another guy. And that was really tough. And for Will, you think about the guy behind that game. You know, we got all frustrated, obviously, after watching how the game ended. And he started his day taking his 11-month-old son to Monument Park to look at his great-great-uncle and show his son that aww. His great-great-uncle, who used to pitch for the Yankees, and is in the Baseball's Hall of Fame. And that's how the day started. And think about it at the end. It's he and his wife and his 11-month-old boy, after a loss like that, you know, going back to the hotel, you know, try to get the pack at play and get him in there and get him to bed. And it's just what a day for a person, you know? So I thought about that a little bit, too.
Sure.
Outside of the baseball sense.
Plus, Joe, the truth is, man, it's Aaron Judge. That my buddy cooks for him, by the way. He's a personal chef, and he's the real deal, man. I mean, you know, he was raised right. He's like, I don't think about the numbers. Let's try and win. You know what I mean?
And his manager, yeah, I sat in on the manager session the other day, and Aaron Boone, and that's all he talked about, and it seemed genuine.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone wants to be known like that, but then you can kind of see through it after a while. It's really like that, but it seems like he is.
Well, yeah, we got 6,000 people in town from 32 countries as part of this Global Clean Energy Action Forum. You probably have some good walk-up business to see baseball in the most beautiful ballpark in America, and Cubs in town. They always bring their fans, too, so... what's your final thought as we get into the weekend? We probably only got you a couple more times, right? Maybe one.
Yeah, next weekend the Pirates are in St. Louis, and then otherwise the rest of the season they're at home. Remember, they added on a 3-game series against the Cardinals to end the season, so that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the first full week of October. So that's going to be at PNC Park. But coming up, we just talked about milestone home runs. What if Pujols is at .699?
Nice.
You know, the Pirates have a chance to keep him, you know, from hitting 700 home
runs. I'm going to walk him too, by the way.
Yeah. Just put up the four fingers every
Next,
time.
Next, you're going to tell me Yadier Molina will be pitching.
Oh, he's already done that.
I know. I did the public address for that game.
Yeah. It's been a weird year. And the other thing I'm looking forward to is there's still going to be a few more guys probably that we haven't seen yet this year come up. And let's get a glimpse and try to remember, okay, all right, let's take a break in the fall and the winter and come back and reinvigorate ourselves, because next year it might be a little bit more special and a little bit more close,
we hope,
to the winning that we're hoping for.
From your lips,
I think that's
God's ears, Joe.
Fingers crossed.
Well, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, I guess, for the final time.
All right. That sounds good, guys. Yeah. If you've had your fill of me.
No, we love you. You can come anytime. We love having you on.
Great.
You're a radio guy. You get
it. I'm on my way.
You get it. All right, Joe. Thanks.
See you guys.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
Boy, he's nice. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
And he's really good at what he does.
Fantastic.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Let's get a quick update with Kathy Bergren.
Hey, Larry, we still have this accident in Hemphill Township over on Route 30. Westbound lane still closed off between Sheridan Drive and Pittsburgh Street. Parkway West still pretty busy from Green Tree to the Fort Pitt Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Kathy Bergren on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at sunshine with a high of 62, 66 tomorrow. Next chance of rain maybe on Sunday. Right now, 46 at Pittsburgh International.
Right now, we are witnessing the beginning of one of the most significant events in human history, the clean energy transition. It is long overdue and it can't progress fast enough. And that's why from September 21st through the 23rd, I'm bringing together the people who are transforming our energy system for the first Global Clean Energy Action Forum, which is the new home for the 7th Mission Innovation and the 13th Clean Energy Ministerial Convenings.
That is the voice of U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm here in Pittsburgh for the Global Clean Energy Action Forum. 6,000 people, 32 countries descended upon our hometown.
It's impressive.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with the local connection is Kevin Walker, the president and CEO of Duquesne Light. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Larry, Marty. How are you doing, guys?
Kevin, I'm fascinated by it. I think most people have no, I didn't, about the significance of hydrogen, the hydrogen money. What does that mean, Kevin?
Oh, it's really an exciting opportunity. And a lot of our natural resources here in our region really lend itself to us being an opportunity for a hydrogen hub. The city is going to, we're working on that. We've been working on it through Allegheny Conference. We've been working on it with the Shell Group. We've been working on it here at Duquesne Light, and we're positioning ourselves to get more than our fair share of those dollars for a hydrogen hub in our region.
And Kevin, help us understand. We've been told for 15 years now about the importance of the natural gas that we're all sitting on here in the region, the Marcellus Shale and all that goes with it. And then we're also trying to figure out how to utilize that. Is there a way to, in some way, shape, or form, make us the energy capital of the world we hope to become, utilizing what we have in that hydrogen protocol of the future?
Absolutely, absolutely. We, you know, I'm all of the above strategy, and we should leverage that great resource that you mentioned in our region. I mean, that's something that is right here. We don't have the transport, cost of it. It's plentiful and it's affordable. So there is absolutely a role for that natural resource, along with renewables coming online to replace maybe coal that are further downstream.
I'm curious to get your reaction to what you're hearing from people who have come from other places who have never been to Pittsburgh before.
It's unbelievable. First of all, I mean, as a person in Pittsburgh, I'm learning a lot about Pittsburgh just with our people visiting us. So I think that all of us have a renewed sense of what Pittsburgh is all about and where we've come from and how we've built upon our successes, innovation and creativity and collaboration, which is our secret sauce here. But it's also on display for the entire world, and the the smiles, the expressions, the aha moments as people are walking around enjoying our city and really engaging in this deep discussion around decarbonization around the globe. Like, there was not an accident that Pittsburgh was selected for this event.
Kevin, I buy what you're selling, brother. I get frustrated, quite frankly, for the folks who suggest that hydrogen and natural gas is not clean energy. You must get frustrated, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, again, it's an all-the-above strategy. And, you know, I think folks oftentimes try to create winners and losers. And, you know, it's got to be if I win, you lose. Or, you know, if this goes up, then this has to go down. And that's not what the science is telling us. The science is telling us is that we need it all, and we need to continue to move forward. And we haven't mentioned nuclear, but nuclear also has got to be part of the mix.
Yes. I mean, we had this huge footprint up in Cranberry, 5,000 people in that office complex, and we were the dominant place in the world. And hopefully that's still going to be a component of the future. Kevin, wish you all the best. I hope some real concrete things happen here because of this gathering in Pittsburgh.
I hope so, too. Thank you guys for giving me an opportunity to talk to you today.
Kevin Walker, President and CEO of Duquesne Light. Yeah, it's a big deal. So if you see a bunch of people are walking around town for a change, that's good.
Well, Larry, we have several hundred years of natural gas under our feet.
And we got to take advantage of it. Let's do it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.